we talk about all the time self-care, and we get our hair done, our nails done, our lashes, we maybe get massages, we go to the gym, we work out, we get outside, like all of these things. Why aren't you fucking you? Because honestly, if you're not fucking you, why would someone else want to fuck you? That's so toxic.
Girl, stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
Happy fucking Monday, bitches. What is up? Oh my God. I'm so excited. I don't know why I feel like I was procrastinating about this, but I think like I just have so much information to share and I wanted to do like 30 minute episodes. So we'll see how this goes. I am so excited to be dropping weekly content and a little overwhelmed, but it's going to be okay. I'm really excited for May, okay? This topic is something I discussed previously, I believe, once in an episode last year. However, we're going to take this whole month and create specific topics to dive a little deeper into masturbation, self-pleasure, being mindful, toys, couples, all of the things, okay? And I cannot share how excited I am to really dive deep into this topic. Before we start and go into all the details of the episode, I wanted to share some of my own personal thoughts on masturbation. To be so, okay, by the way, I'm totally skipping life updates. We're just going to jump right in because I have so much information to give you on this topic and I want to make sure we can get through it all. So I'll life update you maybe at the end if we have time. Okay. I lost my train of thought. Okay. Happy fucking Monday. We're talking about masturbation. Here we go. I came back. So I want to be so honest with you guys. I was really excited to talk about this because I think you'll be surprised to what I'm about to say. Having this platform and obviously being so open and vulnerable and having these conversations that we typically just have behind closed doors with our girlfriends at a wine night or whatever, I think most people would look at me and think like, wow, she's this like crazy girl with blue hair and she's having sex all the time and she's, you know, wild and freaky and kinky and all of these things. And yeah, most of that's true. But also, I just am excited to be just as vulnerable with you guys around masturbation because this is not something that has come easy to me in my life. And for me to have this platform where I'm like openly discussing sex and detailed stories about my life, masturbation hasn't really been a part of it. And I'm sure that's like maybe shocking to hear, but it's just so honest. And not because I felt shamed, or like that's not like the initial reason. It's not because of religion or shame. It's just I never have really taken the time to explore my body in a deeper level, nor have I felt like excited to go out of my way to fuck myself. I mean, let's call it what it is, you know? So I wanted to share my story a little bit, and you know, I love to get personal and deep, and this is why I kept a lot of this specific off of Instagram, because if you know, you know, and you're not gonna know unless you listen to the goddamn episode. So I want to start out by saying, if you are a listener, please tell a friend, have a friend subscribe, send your friend your favorite episode and be like, you need to listen to this, put it as a part of your self-care, you're getting ready, driving in the car, whatever. I'm really trying to grow the show. I have a lot of goals for this year, and I really want to expand the network and like the, I was going to say clientele, but it's like my work brain. You know what I mean? I want to expand the listenership, something like that. Okay. Back to masturbation. Also, okay, if you're not listening to this on a Monday or it's a Monday night, fucking cheers, because you know I have me a good old martini. I guess we can call it Martini Monday. That should be on some fucking merch. I like that. So, for me, masturbation never came easy. It wasn't something that I sought out to do. I think I've always just kind of depended on a man for my own pleasure. I've never took a step back to be like, what do I like? How does my body work? For the longest time, I always thought like, the man is supposed to know. The guy that you're hooking up with is supposed to know how to make you come. It's their job. And after doing like this work in being in this industry, I think completely different about that now. I don't think that it is, you should be dependent on a man for pleasure. I just don't align with that. I don't agree with it. And it's honestly a hard truth. It's not a man's job to make you come. It's just not. And maybe that's a hot fucking take. Clip it. But it's not a man's job to make you come. You need to know about your body. If you want to have better sex, you have to know how your body works, what feels good, and what's going to get you there. And it's to launch your sex and your intimacy in all whatever relationships you have. So we're going to start from the beginning. The first time I ever felt pleasure was probably like on my own, was probably when I was in sixth or seventh grade, maybe seventh grade. And I've talked about this before in last year's episode. It came in the form of humping my pillow. That I was ashamed of. I remember feeling shame and not understanding why I felt guilty about that feel good feeling. Also, when this experience would happen, I'd put the pillow in between my legs and essentially like start humping it. The sensation would come on so strong and only last for about 15 seconds, and then it would just completely dissipate. And I remember I would like feel really good. I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels so good. Like tingling in my body, like just this sensation of almost like this euphoric high kind of feeling. And then it would just be completely gone. And I'm like, okay, now it's done. And I'm done humping my pillow. And I feel fucking weird for humping my pillow. And then I'm like, and for what? Like, and then it just gone. Didn't understand it. And I also didn't have anyone talking to me at that young of age or in general about these things, about sex, about pleasure, about anatomy and body parts. I just didn't have that in my world. I remember the only like sex education I got was in sixth grade, and they separated the boys and the girls, and they made us watch some movie. I don't even remember what it was about. All I remember from that experience was the teacher asking who has their period. A couple of the girls raised their hands. I hadn't had mine yet. I felt left out. And this is sixth grade, okay? Like, this is what was going on. Like, if you were late, let me know. And that was it. That's all I remember. I don't remember anything else other than like we talked about the different body parts and periods. And that was all. The other sex education, and I say this with air quotes, that I got was from my father. And this is literally what he said. He goes, it only takes one time to get pregnant. One time, with his finger with one finger up. That's it. That's all I got. And listen, I'm not about to call my mama out right now, but I know that bitch was a very sexually forward person. And I'm honestly shocked that she didn't go out of her way to teach me more about myself. She was definitely open in certain scenarios, like periods and like girl changes, but there was no sex conversation that I can remember. So that the humping the pillow, oh my God, I don't know what just happened. It didn't last long. So there was a long part of my life where I didn't even do that. It's just stopped. It ended because I was like, well, what's the point? Like, it just comes fast and then it goes. And was I like orgasming? I don't even know. I don't even think I can answer that question because it happened so fast. And I can't imagine like being so young and just really getting off in 15 seconds. Like, when does that fucking happen? Girl, dead ass takes me like 30 fucking minutes now. Just kidding. Unless I'm doing it myself. Okay. So fast forward into my early 20s. This is when I was like serial dating, letting that hoe flag fly. You know, she was like, legs spread open. Okay, girl, let's get that dick. You want to come? It feels so good. Actually, I finally did come because as I've talked about before, I had a whole ass baby before I had an orgasm. So it took a while for me to even understand what an orgasm felt like. And once I felt it, then I fucking got it. And I was like, I need to have more sex because I deserve to come. Little did I know, Miss Tatum Zoe, you could have done it all by yourself. You didn't have to fuck around with any of these dudes. I was about to unleash some info. Okay, maybe for another episode. Going into my early 20s, I tried to masturbate. I got toys. However, for myself specifically, I still struggled with the same feeling of when I was younger humping my pillow. I struggled with the sensation coming really fast and then just going away. I didn't understand how to like manage the sensation to like really get that overwhelming feeling. And the only time that I would try was when I was wasted. So there would be times where I'd like go out to the bar, I would come home and I would wake up specifically in bed with my vibrator and an open bag of Cheetos. Which was like the funniest thing ever because it's like, oh my God, girl, you good? But it would be to the point where like I was drunk and I like, not that I was like fucking blacked, but I wasn't enjoying what was happening. I wasn't like understanding, trying these new things, like being present. There was no presence. There was just Stacia living in this alternate reality on fucking autopilot being like, yeah, bitch, you're hungry and you want to come. So moving forward, I think at this time in my life, I was also on birth control, which I have realized has had heavily impacted my libido, which is something that, you know, should also be talked about in another episode. And when I started dating my man, I just didn't feel like I needed to have sex all the time. You know, I was struggling with that low libido and I was like, okay, like we're having sex. It's fun. It's new. It's rambunctious. It's hot. And I don't need to masturbate because why, you know, I'm like, just why? This is just a little bit, wow. I thought that would be a better segue. This is just a little bit about my experience. And I wanted to share that because, you know, I like to keep it real. And I also want to set the tone for like what this means for all of us moving forward. So if you can relate to anything that I just said, any of these experiences about, you know, I mean, listen, I'm 28. And I literally just recently started masturbating over the last couple of years. And I was doing all this research and prepping for these episodes and for this month. And I got so fucking inspired. And I'm like, not even kidding you. I got so turned on that I'm like, you know what? I'm like, it's the middle of the day on a Monday. I'm going to get off. I'm doing it. I'm doing it for myself. I'm going to please myself. So I open my drawer and I end up, girl, it got good. And then I sat there and I'm like, why don't I do this more? Like, why? I don't understand why I'm not taking the time for myself. So I just want you to know that you're not the only one. If you're sitting here being like, oh my God, I feel the same way. I didn't want to admit it. I just wanted to like silently listen to this episode. And, or maybe you're just fucking busy and you're a mom and you have all this shit going on and you're not taking that time for ourselves. We talk about all the time self-care, and we get our hair done, our nails done, our lashes. We maybe get massages. We go to the gym. We work out. We get outside. Like all of these things. Why aren't you fucking you? Because honestly, if you're not fucking you, why would someone else want to fuck you? Like, that's so toxic. Oh my God. I can't even just came out of my mouth. But seriously, I mean, I think to myself, like, why? Why am I not doing this more? So I hope you're with me. I hope you hear me, you see me, you understand where I'm coming from. I am making it a point for myself to challenge myself this month to consistently masturbate, and I'm gonna fully send it in this month. Because here's the other thing, I've been masturbating more. You know how much more horny I've been? My man is like living his best life right now. And it's like ignited this flame. I heard once before that sex begets sex. So if you're talking about it, if you're pleasing yourself, you're going to want it more. It's on the top of your brain. It doesn't seem like a chore. It just seems like fun. I don't know where in my life this became like, oh, it seems like a chore. It's like, bitch, why? Why? That's dumb. Go fuck yourself. If you know, you know. Wow, I'm really making myself laugh. Okay, so following this masturbation, we're going to, I'm going to read you a message from a listener. This is what she said. This was her first masturbation experience, or not first, but a way that she's able, or she started masturbating. I just wanted to do a little side note, and listening to this, thank you so much for being so vulnerable and writing this in. You are not the only one, girl. I just told a whole ass story about me humping my pillow. Okay. She said, there's this thing where I cross my legs and rock my legs. It's hard to explain, but basically I'm able to orgasm from it. And the weird thing is I've been doing it since I was a small child. Only then I didn't understand the feeling that it gave me, but it put me to sleep. This is crazy in the best way possible. I love this. It's so wild. My understanding, like obviously everybody's anatomy is different, but if she's crossing her legs, she is probably tightening her pelvic floor. I'm not a fucking doctor, but this is what I can imagine. And also, depending on her anatomy, if her clit is like more out or if it's bigger, it's probably pressing like her thighs and her labia and, oh my God, why am I blanking on all the words? Whatever, you get what I mean. It's pressing everything together. It's creating tightness. And then the rocking back and forth is almost like a rubbing sensation. One of my favorite positions to feel like super into my partner is literally missionary. It's so great because there's like a specific position. If you're laying on your back, you have your like, you're just like close. Like you guys are like holding like bodies to body. And then you're getting the internal pleasure. And then you're also getting the external pleasure because your clit is like rubbing on their pelvis. Oh, bitch, that shit is my favorite. That's what this sounds like to me. It's like you're getting that external pleasure from like your legs being crossed and like the rocking motion, and you're getting off. And then even like as a small child, and it ends up putting you to sleep. I mean, we're going to go through some of these other health reasons for masturbating in just a second. Before we do that, I wanted to share a listener question. How do you feel more confident in your body through masturbation? Well, let me tell you, girl, masturbation isn't just to rub one out and get one off. A lot of people on my Instagram polls said that that's why they do it. They're like, oh, I'm feeling horny, I'm rubbing one out, I'm getting off. I would like to challenge everybody listening to think of masturbation in a different way. Think of it in a way of being able to explore new sensations, understand yourself better, and set intentions around it. Like, make it specific. Like, I'm not just going to do this because I'm horny. I'm going to treat my masturbation practice like my self-care days, like going to the gym, like getting up and working out in the morning, like drinking enough water, doing the things that make you feel good about yourself. That's how you should look at masturbation, because it really is such a beautiful aspect that we have free fucking access to that isn't talked about enough. And I wanted to share with you some of the benefits and explain just how you can start feeling more confident and connected to yourself. That's what this episode is about today. So I wrote some notes. Masturbation for health. Okay. Some of the benefits is it's a stress. When you masturbate, you get those feel good, happy endorphins, dopamine, and oxytocin are released in the brain. So you're getting this rush of this like sensation, these happy, like euphoric feelings. It's getting released, which leads to diminishing your stress because you're starting to feel good. You're getting those feel good feelings. It also, better sleep, number two. This goes back to the story that the listener wrote in that we just talked about of her crossing her legs and rocking it. And as a child, it helped her go to sleep. After the release of these endorphins, people report feeling more relaxed, more content, and more calm. I did do some research on this. So like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I did do some research, and this is what it came up with. However, what I want to know and what I will be looking more into is the opposite effect of orgasming, because I don't know, it can't be just me. I'm not just going to label it as just me, but let me fucking know, DM me. Does anyone else get a fucking spurt of energy after they come? Listen, if I'm doing like a full sexcapade where it's like a long night, it's like there's a lot happening. It's a sexual experience. It's not just sex. Then yeah, multiple orgasms, fucking exhausted, tired, body aching, muscles are sore, pass out. But if I'm just having sex, does anyone else get this like fucking energy where you just like cannot fucking fall asleep? Because I swear to you, that happens to me all the time. So although I do believe you get better sleep, I mean, I do get good sleep once the high comes down. But your girl gets so excited. She's like, whoa, can't go to bed. What are we doing now? Should I clean the house? Another reason, a healthy reason, health benefit. There we go. God damn, get it together. Is improved sexual function. So masturbating, the reason why things get, when you start touching yourself, you get the blood pumping. So it increases blood flow. It strengthens your pelvic floor and your pelvic floor muscles. And all of this is so good for you. You get the blood pumping. It leads more blood to these areas in your body. And it helps. What the fuck am I saying? Okay. That was embarrassing. Okay. We're just gonna stick it there. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm trying to elaborate and just not read from my notes, but we're just gonna stick to that one. Strengthening your pelvic floor is good for you. You know, that good old sneeze and pee. You ever bounce on a trampoline too high and you get a little drippy drip? Are you a mom? You know what I'm fucking talking about. Okay, so doing Kegels can strengthen your pelvic floor. Also masturbating. We love that. It can help with pain relief. This I did not know. I learned something today. It can help alleviate certain pains like menstrual cramps, headaches, and muscle tension. So, you know, I mean, we deal with these things every fucking month. I would love to have an excuse to get rid of my cramps and masturbate. That sounds great. Count me the fuck in. Self-esteem. Or back to our question that the listener wrote in. How do you feel more confident through your body with masturbation? Masturbation helps you get in tune with your body. It helps you feel comfortable with yourself, even though it may be uncomfortable in the beginning. The other day, I masturbated with sunglasses on. I was getting ready to go tan in my backyard, and I was like feeling myself, and I was like, you know what? I'm already naked. I'm gonna masturbate. But I had my sunglasses on, and it almost felt like I was having this outer body, like third perspective experience where it's like, it wasn't really me. I knew it was me. It was like an out of body experience. Like I wasn't there. Like no one was watching me. I wasn't watching myself. I wasn't overthinking. And so with that, the more you continue to do these practices and look at yourself in the mirror and talk, and maybe even talk to yourself, dirty talk, practice your dirty talk, touch yourself, you start feeling more comfortable. You start feeling more accepting of your body and you get a sense of empowerment. Like, wow, I did that. Like, I feel so good. You get those happy endorphins. They rush through your body and it feels good. You're being present. You're starting to like change that narrative about yourself. All it takes is taking one thing that you like about yourself and you can use that to set an intention for masturbation, which we're going to get into in a second. Next, sexual pleasure. It helps increase your sexual pleasure. I mentioned that earlier. It increases intimacy with the partner. The more you learn about you, the better sex you're going to have. Like I said, a man, it's not a man's job to make you orgasm. It's your job to understand your body and to be able to guide and coach these men or women on how you're going to orgasm, what feels good. And lastly, the exploration of fantasy. Once you get past the shame and the guilt and the uncomfortable weirdness of dealing with your body and touching yourself, once you get past it, then you get to explore. Then you've just barely touched the surface and opened this like wide world of fantasy and kinks. But also having the masturbation practice, it allows you to have a private space to explore these desires. You can fantasize different scenarios. You can watch porn. You can figure out what kind of porn you like. You can decide what kind of kinks you're into if you have kinks without judgment from anybody else. And if that didn't just sell you not to masturbate, I don't really know what will. But we're going to go a little further. Seducing yourself. Let's fucking go, bitches. How do you seduce yourself? Is this something that you regularly do? If you're like the type of person that just masturbates when they're horny, are you seducing yourself? Are you just putting porn on? Are you imagining different scenarios to get yourself off? This is what I suggest. Some things that help me get in the mood are the ambiance, the experience. You don't always have the time to do this. Like the other day when it was midday on a Monday and I fucked myself with sunglasses on. Like, do you think I created an ambiance? No, bitch. Actually, that's not true. I'm going to tell you something right now that's like a secret, but because we're besties, you're going to get the inside scoop. Me and my man have a rule. We don't have sex without porn or without music. There has to be one of the two in the bedroom. There's no silence. It has to be one of the two. So that is like a part of my practice that helps me get in the mood. Put on a good playlist that you like. Having sex is crazy. I think like a lot of times I'm like mid fuck and then I'm like singing the lyrics. So I like it, but I'm like, this is wild. Normally I go with like some progressive house, bass house, like kind of just background vibey music. And that's my thing. So a part of getting in the mood is setting the ambiance, lighting, music, and lube. Bitch, you need a motherfucking bottle of lube. As far as lighting goes, LED lighting, you can get them on Amazon. They have come in the little strips. I have some under my bed, and then I have these like nameless LED candles that can be different colors as well. So it can literally turn off the lights, put the LEDs on, and it's just like moody. It's like a vibe and it's like sexy. You can put it to red, put it to blue, like whatever you're feeling. You can make it go with the music. It's a little distracting. And then another thing that I like to do is personally for me, I like to watch myself. This sounds like the level of narcissism that's about to come out of my mouth is so funny to me. But I turned myself on. I'm sorry. Sorry, not fucking sorry. I think I'm a hot fucking bitch. And I feel turned on when I get into something sexy and also taking nudes. I'll start to take a nude. I'll like be doing different poses, playing around, like putting on sexy clothes, looking in the mirror, like getting a little freaky, maybe bending over, maybe taking a little video, rewatching the video. And I'm like, fuck, that's hot. Also watching yourself in the mirror. I know not everybody's going to love this. Listen, I didn't do it until the other day. I really feel like I accomplished a lot this week. In just a couple masturbation sessions. It sounds a little wild. It was. I put a chair. I have this like a bench in my bed, like a footstool after my bed, and I have a full length mirror. I literally moved it to the mirror and I watched myself while I was facing myself. And like, I don't know if I'm fully comfortable with it yet, but I'm like, damn, the one thing that I'm like mostly upset about when I'm having sex with my man is that he gets all the good angles. Like, do you feel like that too? You can't see, maybe some girls don't want to see, but when I'm having sex with my man, I'm like, I want to see what's going on. He's like looking down and I'm like, wait, what? What does that look like? Take a video. Let me see. So these could be all tips that you can do to help get yourself in the mood. Hopefully learned one that maybe you haven't thought of. I did mention lube earlier. Listen, everybody should have lube. That's the one thing you can't go without. So I don't know if you just heard Megan, but he made his presence. He was mad that I didn't open the door for him, but we're busy, Leo. Sorry, not sorry. Lube in the nightstand. Get flavored lube. That shit is awesome. I know I've talked about this before, but if you're not using lube during your blowjobs, do it. Use a flavored lube while you're giving head because it just makes the experience so much more fun and so much more easy. Why are you trying so hard to gag yourself and spit on the dick when you can literally just get some silicone lube and make it like 10 times easier for yourself? I mean, you're telling me I like gagging on a dick too, but I don't like depending on my fucking saliva glands to come through when the bitch has got a dry ass mouth. All right. Now that we've seduced ourselves, I'm going to drink some water because girl's thirsty. Sorry, I know I say this all the time, but I don't edit that shit out because it's just a lot of work. Maybe one day when I have a team, but for now, you got to deal with the pauses. Okay, now we've seduced ourselves. We understand how to get in the mood. We have some tips to get a little more comfortable in our body. Now we're going to set intentions for our pleasure. So if you're the person that is just getting off because they're horny, and maybe you're a horny girl and you do it all the time, good for you. But not all of us are out there just fucking ourselves all the time. You know, sometimes a bitch is busy and the busyness gets in the way of the pleasure. But I'm going to tell you, it is okay to schedule time for pleasure. In fact, if you are someone that lives their life by a schedule, if you're a busy, a mom, a working mom, if you have 6 million things going on, then you should schedule time. So whatever that time frame looks like, whether you're already having sex all the time, you don't have to worry about it. This isn't necessarily for you, but the intentions are. Schedule time. Be like, oh, these days I'm free. I don't have this going on or this night or whatever. I'm going to schedule time for myself and my body and understand how I can be more present with me, with myself, away from my phone, and just allow myself to feel like the ambiance and the experience around me. And whether that's for orgasm or not. It doesn't always have to be about orgasm, which we're going to talk a little more about. So, intentions with pleasure. Your intention can be something, an intention is really just like, what do I want this to look like for myself? I'm going to schedule masturbation for Monday because masturbation Monday is a thing. And I'm going to take this time, and today's intention is going to be, I just want to explore my body. I want to try something new. So whether you masturbate all the time or you don't masturbate at all, your intention, for example, is exploring my body and trying something new. With that, you can look in the mirror, you can use lube. You can try different positions. Maybe you always masturbate like on your bed, on your back, or like on your stomach. Maybe today you're going to go in front of the mirror and sit down, or you're going to turn around or go on your side, or you're going to go in the shower, create a little water play. Maybe you're going to try a toy. Maybe you've never tried a toy. Maybe you're going to put in a butt plug, and then you're going to, you know, use your hands. I think doing it seems so small and so easy, but having, it's almost like a goal, having your goal for what that evening, what that's going to be like. And like I said, it doesn't have to be to completion. You don't have to masturbate to orgasm. Is it a bonus? Bitch, yes. It's like the icing on the cake, you know, but you, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I have to orgasm. Otherwise it's not worth it. No. You should look at these sessions as like a way to like understand yourself better and learn something new. You can also explore different sensations. So maybe your intention, I'm going to explore. I'm going to touch my body. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to go into, what do I feel? What do I hear? Like, what do I see? My cat is like bugging the shit out of me. If you're watching, you can see how bad I'm struggling right now, but I forgot to bring the squirt bottle. I knew that was going to happen. Along with the intentions, another way to be present and in your body, which is something that I talked about, I shared on Instagram as one of the polls, is being mindful, working on your breath. Like I just was talking about, use your senses to get out of your head and into your body, because they say like gratitude and anxiety can't live in the same place at once. When you start being grateful for things, the anxiousness goes away because you're being present in the moment. It's the same thing with masturbation. If you're present in the moment, but you're being distracted by your mind, then you go back to your senses. What do you hear? Maybe, oh, I hear the music that I put on in my room and it's like calming and relaxing, or I really like this song and I can hear the beat and I'm happy, I'm excited. What do you feel? I feel tips of my fingers caressing my body. I'm grabbing my ass. That feels good. I'm like rubbing my nipples. They're getting hard. You start thinking of stuff like that. Anxiety, the talk, the voices in your head start to go away. What do you taste? What do you smell? You know, maybe you lit a candle. Like, it smells good in here. I'm relaxed. What do you taste? Oh, I tried some of that flavor lube that I heard Tatum talk about on the podcast, or whatever it is, but you can go back to your body and be present by using your senses. And even with breath, you can focus on your breath. You can take, there are certain breathing exercises that you can do. You can look 4 in, 4 seconds in, 1 hold, 4 out. Slow your breathing down. Be really in tune. Think about, like, when you breathe in, you're breathing in air to every part of your body. You're filling up your lungs. You're feeling it, like, fill yourself up. And then you hold it for a second. And then you release. And when you release it, it's slow and long. And, like, even focusing on your breath creates an amazing sensual experience for your pleasure. It's insane. Whether you're alone or with a partner, it completely changes the experience because it allows you to be connected and be present. Now, last but definitely not least, manifestation masturbation. What is it? Let me tell you. Manifesting and masturbation, some would call it sex magic. A little witchy woo-woo, love spells. Whether you believe in stuff like that or not, it is something that is very powerful. So when we think about manifesting, we think about using divine energy to put into the world so that the universe will give back to us, right? We manifest the things that we want. We're talking about them like we already have them. We're putting it in there like, this is what I'm going to have, and I am this person, or like affirmations. I am beautiful. I'm sexy. I'm strong. When you release positive, good intentions into the world, they come back to you. You start believing them. You start feeling them. You start succeeding in the way that you want to succeed. So when you wrap that manifesting with your masturbation, it's like a whole fucking game changer. I have not done this, but I'm sure as shit I'm gonna, because I recently heard about this, and, you know, maybe do some research. I'm not a professional. I've never done it. This is like what I have digested from my research that I did before writing this episode. So basically, when we're masturbating, we're creating this energetic pull in our body. We're building up this experience of pleasure in our body. And then those endorphins are rising, those feel-good endorphins. You're getting that euphoria. And then when you release, you have an orgasm, right? And so you're releasing that energy into the world. So when we combine these two things, it is an all-powerful tool to push forward your manifesting through your masturbation and through that ginormous release of energy, aka your orgasm. Watch what happens when you do something like this. But first, be careful. Be careful what you wish for. And I also just want to say, people, I think, get caught up with manifestation and just think like, oh, if I say this, it's going to happen. No. you have to do the footwork. You can't just say, oh, I'm manifesting and it's going to come, but you're not doing anything to help generate that pull and that energetic force. So be careful what you wish for. This is like witchy woo woo, and you know, just do with that what you will. Before you do this, you want to make sure you set an intention for your practice, for your masturbation practice. You set the intention of what you want. You have to speak on it like it's already yours. You set the intention, and as you're pleasing yourself, you feel it through your body. You're talking to yourself, maybe out loud, maybe in your head. This is what I want. I am this. I have this. This will happen for me. You feel it in your body as it's already there. You let it fully consume you, fill you up. And then you use the energy to give you your desire. You have that sensation, you have that orgasm, and you wait and watch to see what happens in the following time. That's what they say. I'm not a witch. Maybe I am. I just don't know it yet. But it's a very powerful tool. I'm excited to use it. I would suggest, based off of things that I've learned, not to talk about specific people. Keep it for yourself. Keep it very specific about the things that you want in your life, in your sexual pleasure, with being confident, with feeling more empowered in yourself and your body. Speak positively, set a good intention, and let it consume you because it is yours, baby. I hope you enjoyed our first episode of Masturbation in May. Thank you for supporting me and engaging on Instagram. And please tell a friend, tell them to subscribe. Literally anything helps. I will be back next Monday to follow up on my masturbation journey and to give and share more in-depth detail for your masturbation journey. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Girl, stop talking.